Dawn at Puri, endless crow noises, a skull on the holy sands tilts its empty country towards hunger. White-clad widowed women, past the center of their lives, are waiting to enter the great temple. Their austere eyes stare like those caught in a net, hanging by the dawn's shining strands of faith. The frail early light catches ruined leprous shells leaning against one another, a mass of crouched faces without names, and suddenly breaks out of my hide into the smoky blaze of a sullen solitary pyre that fills my aging mother, her last wish to be cremated here, twisting uncertainly like light on the shifting sands. This poem by Jayanta Mahapatra, one of the leading poets of India, Indian English poet. He is living. His age is above 90. He lives in Cuttack, in Orissa. He writes about Orissa, Oriya people. And he says in one of the interviews that when I was in Iowa City, could produce nothing startling or good. I suppose I felt so cut off from my roots that I couldn't reconcile myself at all. I wasn't able to sleep for 3 weeks. A writer should become the place he comes from. This concern of the poet with his place and people is more clearly pronounced in Jayanta Mahapatra's Puri poems, where the place, Puri, emerges as a vignette, a living presence like the omnipresence, means which is present everywhere, of Lord Jagannath, the presiding deity of the Puri temple. In these poems, there is a harmonious existence of discordant things, base and spiritual, of legend, myth and history. Anyway, I'll try to explain the poem first. So the dawn starts at Puri, dawn at Puri, with endless crow noises, very discordant, in a discordant note, a skull on the holy sands, the skull of a dead body which was lying there, because dead bodies were burned near a place called Sargadhar in Puri. It was believed that if someone is burned there, his soul will go to heaven. Swarga, the Bengali word. So a skull on the holy sand still sits empty country towards hunger. Another recurrent word in Mahapatra's poem, hunger. Mahapatra highlights in his poems the poverty and how people die of hunger. And that's why he has used the expression empty country towards hunger. And Puri is a place where there are many widowed women. They stand in front of the Puri temple. And you know these widowed women, always wear white sari, white clad widowed women, past the centers of their lives, they are aged, are waiting to enter the great temple. You also notice the alliteration, white clad widowed women. Their austere eyes stare like those caught in a net, means they are caught in a situation which is inevitable, inescapable. And that is why their austere eyes stare like those caught in a net, hanging by the dawn's shining strands of faith. Hanging by the dawn's shining strands of faith. Hanging by, actually, if you go to Puri on the seaside, early in the morning, you find that fishermen, they are catching fish and bringing it to the shore. And when they spread their net, we find that there are shining fishes hanging from the net. So that suggestion is somewhere there. And the eyes of the widowed women are being compared with the hanging fish or fishes caught in a net. So their austere eyes stare like those caught in a net, hanging by the dawn's shining strands of faith. The frail early light catches ruined leprous shells leaning against one another. So again, our attention is drawn to these shells, and light rays are falling on it. The frail early light catches ruined leprous shells leaning against one another. A mass of crouched faces without names. Somehow, these widowed women are scared of, or their existence is full of insecurity. A mass of crouched faces without names. And suddenly breaks out of my hide into the smoky blaze of a sullen solitary pyre. I told you that dead bodies are burned there in a pyre. Suddenly breaks out of my hide into the smoky blaze of a sullen solitary pyre that fills my aging mother. The poet is remembering the burning of the dead body of his mother, her last wish to be cremated here, twisting uncertainly like light on the shifting sands. So smoke's billowing out of the pyre, and they are twisting uncertainly on the shifting sands. If you go to the seaside, you will find that waves are falling one after another on the sea beach. It suggests continuity of life, movement. And on the other hand, bodies are burned, suggesting death. So unique juxtaposition of life and death on the same scene.